Today, I'd like to speak on another topic related to sex.
今日咧，我想讲另一个题目系同性方面有关嘅。
We want to consider the question of marriage.
今日咧，我就想同大家去探讨一下婚姻呢个话题。
Especially the Creator's original purpose when He first established marriage.
尤其是咧，我哋嘅创造主佢设立婚姻嘅时候，起初嘅原意系乜嘢呢？
I want to begin with my neighbors.
我想提下我住嘅地方嘅邻居。
Neighbors on my street is a picture of our society today.
我嘅邻居咧，系其实系反映紧我哋今现今嘅社会。
They either live alone.
佢哋一系咧就系独身。
I know of two persons, a man in his 50s and a woman who live alone.
我認識一個鄰居，一位男士咧，50多歲咧，另外一位女士咧，佢哋都係一個人居住。
It seems that the man never married.
睇嚟咧，呢個男士咧係冇結過婚。
Some other neighbors are married.
咁有啲鄰居咧就已經結咗婚。
I know of an elderly couple who are over 80s.
有一對係80多歲嘅老年夫妻。
I know of at least one or two couples who live together without having married.
就有另外一两对男女咧，佢哋同居但系未结婚。
In this country, they are called civil partners.
咁喺英国就叫做同居嘅伴侣啦。
At least two women who have been divorced but now living alone.
咁我又认识另外两位女士咧，经离咗婚，现在咧系独居。
A woman lives with her daughter.
一位女士同佢嘅女兒一齊住啦。
Another woman lives with her son.
另外一位咧就同個仔一齊住啦。
But the second woman also lives with a new boyfriend now.
第二個女士咧，佢現在係同一個男朋友同居。
By boyfriend, you know what I mean. Living with another man without getting married.
男朋友意思即係佢本身係離咗婚啦。現在是同另一個男士咧冇結婚之下咧同居。
And I noticed another household of two or three young men.
咁另外一啲鄰居咧就係有兩三個男性啊咁一齊住，年輕人嚟。
And occasionally these young men appear to have sex parties over the weekend.
咁呢一家人咧睇嚟咧喺週末嘅時候咧就會開一啲性派對啊。是搞一些或者性方面的事情。
I say perhaps sex parties because I see young girls coming in, different faces from time to time.
我懷疑點解講係性方面的派對咧？因為我都會留意到咧，係有一些年輕嘅女仔咧會出入嗰個地方。
So I say neighbors on my street is a picture of our society today.
所以我就講咧，我嘅鄰居咧就係反映緊現今社會嘅。
What is your view on marriage?
咁你嘅婚姻观又系乜嘢咧？
What do you think about two persons living together?
两个人同居，你有咩睇法咧？
What do you think about a person remaining alone without ever having got married?
独居又冇结婚，你又点样睇咧？
What about those people who change sex partners casually from time to time?
又或者有一啲人，佢哋經常咧換性伴侶，你又點睇咧
？Are you considering marriage？
你係咪考慮會結婚咧
？Or have you made up your mind that you will never get married？
還是咧，你已經決定咗啦，我唔會結婚。
If you plan to get married one day, what are your reasons for wanting to get married？
假如一天你係想結婚嘅話，咁你點解想結婚咧
？What do you want out of marriage？
你想從呢個婚姻裏邊得到啲乜嘢呢
？Supposing you are a person who don't plan to get married，
又或者假設你唔打算結婚。
There are many people who don't plan to get married today。
現今咧有好多人係唔打算結婚。
If you don't plan to get married, what are your options？
如果你唔打算結婚嘅話，你有咩其他嘅選擇咧
？Do you plan to remain alone？
你係咪諗住咧係永遠獨身咧？
Do you plan to just live with a partner?
又或者你係打算咧同一個伴侶同居
？Or do you want to imitate people in the society to change sex partners from time to time?
又還是咧，你係想好似其他人咁樣咧，定期嘅換性伴侶咧
？If you know of other options, are these options really practical to you?
假如你知道其他呢啲咁多嘅選擇咧，嗱呢啲選擇對你嚟講係咪實際嘅咧
？These options are options in our society today.
呢啲選擇咧，其實都係現今社會嘅好多人嘅選擇。
But my privilege today is to tell you what the Bible teaches.
今天我同大家分享聖經嘅教導。
Traditionally, people think marriage is the natural thing to do.
在我们传统来讲呢，大家都会觉得结婚是必然的事。
Hey, you have reached the age of getting married.
男大当婚，女大当拣。
It's about time you go and find someone.
差不多时间你要去找个伴侣了。
Now, after all, if you want to have a family,
假如你真的想有一个家庭
，and if you want to have your sexual desires satisfied，
又假如咧你希望性欲能够得到满足
，if you want children，
又或者如果你系想有儿女
，then find someone and get married。
咁你当然就要揾一个伴侣，然之后结婚啦。
For these reasons, traditionally, getting married is the natural thing to do。
所以因此咧，喺传统嚟讲，结婚系必然嘅事咯。
But because many marriages have ended up in divorce, many are scared.
但是呢，因为现今很多的婚姻呢，结果都是离婚，因此很多人就开始害怕。
Let's face it, getting married is no longer the natural thing to do.
我们必须要面对这个事实，结婚已经不是一件必然的事了。
Looking at marriage failures,
我们看看婚姻很多的失败。
To not get married may be a sensible thing to do, after all.
可能呢，唔结婚呢，仲合理一啲。
Why do marriages break up in the first place?
点解婚姻会破裂呢？
Today, I want to sum up for you some main reasons why marriages fail.
今日我想同大家总结成四点呢，解释下点解婚姻会破裂。
I say these especially to our young people.
我特別是向年輕的人講
Today you must learn to understand the failures of marriage.
今天你必須要去明白婚姻破裂的原因。
This is the way for you to avoid disappointment.
因為這樣你才可以避開失望。
Marriages break up because human beings are selfish.
婚姻破裂的原因是因為人是自私的。
A man and a woman getting married,Each person wanting to take from marriage, willing to give only to a limit.
一对男女结婚咧，好多时都系谂住去从对方嗰度去攞到一啲嘢，得到一啲嘢，要俾出对方一啲可能系好有限嘅嘢啦。
If one is required to give more and more and over the limit, no.No more.
如果一个人是要不断咁样去俾出去为对方施予施予，无限咁施予咧，有可能我哋觉得唔制啦。
Resentment sets in.
咁你又会抱怨啦。
Regrets also sets in.
还会后悔添。
What is your limit?
你嘅限度喺边一度咧
？This often decides whether your marriage will survive or will it break up.
这一样东西是会决定你的婚姻会不会成功。
Another reason for marriage failure.
另外一个婚姻破裂的原因呢
A man and a woman get married.
就一对男女结了婚。
They often are ignorant of the fact that each of them has come from his or her own family background.
很多时候他们都忽略了一个事实呢就是双方是来自不同的家庭背景。
Before a young couple get married, they have spent at least 20 years, if not more, with their family.
一对男女结婚之前呢，往往他们都在自己的家里生活了起码最少都20年了。
Both man and woman has their own habits, which are hard to change.
这一对男女呢，其实是有自己好根深蒂固的习惯是很难改变的。
But understand please, marriage means forming a new family.
但请大家记住，结婚就是等于去组织一个新的家庭。
You're not supposed to keep all your habits and values from your family.
你是绝对不能够是保存自己所有旧的生活的习惯的。
If you are not willing to compromise, this will become another reason for the failure of your marriage.
假如你是不愿意去迁就的， 咁呢個都可能成為你婚姻破裂嘅原因。
Let me cite for you a third and the most profound reason for marriage breakdown。
而第三個婚姻破裂嘅原因咧，就係、是。
This perhaps is the most profound of the three reasons。
也許咧，呢一個原因咧係最重要嘅。
Each person in a marriage has a void that cannot be filled by any other human being。
其實每一個人嘅內心咧，都有一種空虛感。另一個人是不能夠填補到的。
This void cannot be filled apart from Yahweh, our Creator God.
這種空虛感除了神耶和華神之外是沒有人能夠填到的。
You are mistaken if you think marriage is going to be your dream come true.
如果你以為婚姻就是你夢寐以求達到的東西，那你就搞錯了。
You are mistaken if you think you can meet the needs of your partner.
假如你以為你能夠滿足到你的伴侶的所有的需要，你都是搞錯了。
You're mistaken equally if you think your partner can satisfy your void.
假如你以為你的伴侶能夠填滿了你的空虛的話，你都會搞錯了。
Our void simply cannot be filled by any other human being.
空虛感是絕對不能夠另外一個人填補到的。
Human weaknesses, then, is the reason why marriage breaks up.
人類的弱點就是解釋得到為何婚姻會破裂。
But the same weaknesses will cause civil partners who live together to break up in the same way.
對於同居的人來說，以上我所說的婚姻破裂的原因都是一樣的。
Even for two persons of the same sex who live together, human weaknesses will cause them to break up.
亦都包括埋咧同性戀嘅人，佢哋都要因為頭先所講嘅原因咧，都可以關係破裂嘅。
The same human weaknesses will cause relationships of all kind to break up。
呢啲人類嘅弱點咧，都會令到任何一種關係咧破裂嘅。
Months ago, I've been speaking to you from the book of Genesis。
喺好多個月前咧，我就同大家講過創世記。
Maybe we'd like to refresh our memory today by turning to Genesis chapter 1.Verse 27 and 28.
咁我哋重温一下喺創世記聖經嘅第一頁第一章啦。
Genesis chapter 1:27-28.
創世記嘅第一章27-28.
And God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him, male and female He created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them.Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Only human beings have been created according to the very image of Yahweh God.
唯有人類咧係按照神嘅形象被造。
And in the very beginning, mankind needed to increase in number in order to fill the earth.
人類一開始咧就係要生養眾多，遍滿地面。
But today, after so many years, the need is no more.
咁經過咗咁多年之後嘅今日咧，呢種需要咧就唔再有啦。
If anything, we have too many people in India or China.
因為譬如喺中國啊，喺印度咧，已經人口已經太多啦。
The need for such country is a nationwide birth control program.
對於呢啲類國家嘅咧，其實需要嘅咧係要節育啦。
If you want to have a family,
假如你想有一個家庭。
If you want your sexual desires to be satisfied,
假如你希望呢個你自己嘅性慾得到滿足
，If you want to have children,
假如你想有兒女嘅話
，This is one reason why you can't get married.
呢個就解釋得到你點解需要結婚。
For you, it is the natural thing to do.
因為對你嚟講咧，結婚係正常嘅。
It is fine. It is good.
係一件好嘅事嚟㗎。
But if this is your only reason for marriage, then you'll have trouble.
但是假如这个是你唯一结婚的原因，那你就一定会遇到问题了。
Your marriage may not last.
因为你的婚姻呢 或者唔會長久。
Let us turn to chapter 2 and verse 18.
我哋翻去第二章睇下，第二章嘅第十八節。
Then Yahweh God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him."
耶和神說，那人獨居不好，我要為他做一個配偶幫助他。
What is the Creator's original purpose of marriage?
創造主佢設立婚姻嘅原意係乜嘢呢？
Surely, not to make the man or the woman more selfish because of marriage.
肯定咧，就希望人類咧唔會變得越嚟越自私。
You must not misunderstand what it says here.
你必須咧唔能夠誤解咗聖經呢句説話。
What does it mean? It is not good for the man to be alone. Therefore, God will create a woman, a wife for him, a helper suitable for him.
因為呢度話咧，那人獨居不好，即係亞當啦。我要為他做一個配偶，一個女人幫助佢。
So it's not good for you to be lonesome. So get married so that there will be a woman, a servant who will keep you company to make you happy. Is that what it says?
嗱，呢句聖經嘅解法係咪話咁一個人住咧就唔好啦？咁所以咧，你快啲去結婚，好讓呢個女人咧可以幫助你，好似咧服侍你啊，做你嘅工人啊咁樣咧。
You need someone to take care of you。
啊，因為咧你年紀會越嚟越大噶嘛，你需要有一個人咧去照顧你噶。
Well, there may be some truth in that。
或者都有啲道理嘅。
But I also hear of selfishness in it。
但係咁樣嘅思想咧，本身係咪有一啲自私喺度咧？
This is not the Creator's original purpose for marriage。
嗱，呢個並唔係創造主起初設立婚姻嘅原意。
The key word here is a helper suitable for the man。
呢度嘅關鍵詞咧就係話做一個配偶幫助他。
The woman is supposed to help the man in like manner. The man is supposed to help the woman。
女人係要幫助男人，同樣道理，男人都要幫助女人。
Husband and wife are to help each other to become more like God, step by step.
夫妻咧係要彼此都去幫助，讓到彼此大家咧一齊越嚟越似神自己。
To attain to the image of God.
去達得到神嘅形象。
To have a character of love.
要有一個愛嘅性情。
And then husband and wife together are to pass on that image of God to those around them.
而夫妻兩個人一起呢，就是要將神的這個形象呢傳播給周圍的人。
That's why in chapter 1 the Bible tells us about the image of God.
所以呢，為什麼第一章呢就講到神的形象。
Only in chapter 2 we talked about the purpose of marriage.
來到第二章呢才開始講婚姻的原意和目的。
It is not good for the man to be alone because no one who is living alone can learn to love.
一個人獨居咧係唔好嘅，點解咧？因為一個人咧唔能夠學得到點樣去愛。
Unless the person who lives alone consciously gives himself or herself to community，
除非咧呢一個人不斷嘅將自己俾出呢個社會
，to the country，
或者向呢個國家俾出。
Or to whole mankind.
或者向全人類去俾出。
As humans, we all need to learn to love through sufferings.
作為一個人咧，我哋個個都需要通過受苦嚟到學去愛。
Marriage is one way to learn that.
而婚姻咧，只不過係其中一種嘅途徑去學。
But there are other ways.
有其他方法去學。
Marriage is not the goal of life.
婚姻咧並唔係人生嗰個目標。
Marriage is rather a way.
婚姻咧多啲係一個途徑。
To become like Yahweh's character is our goal.
去達到神嘅形象先至係我哋人生嘅目標。
For this reason, today when mankind has already filled the earth, marriage is no longer essential.
為咗呢個緣故咧，現今嘅世界已經人口已經好多啦，結婚咧並唔係不可缺少嘅。
There are at least two important passages in the New Testament who state this fact.
因為新約聖經有另外兩處經文咧，係講到呢一點。
But before I close, I'd like to end in a positive note.
講完呢一個段落之前咧，我想講一啲正面啲嘅。
If husband and wife share the same goal and are willing to endure sacrifices,
假如一對夫妻 佢哋有共同嘅目標，同埋願意忍耐同埋犧牲嘅話咧
，marriage can be a very good thing。
婚姻咧係可以係一件非常美好嘅事。
I think of Olive and myself as husband and wife。
咁我想起 Olive 同我哋呢對夫妻啦。
We are still young, but we have been married for 20 years。
雖然我哋都仲係年輕，我哋都結咗婚20年啦。
And 20 years is not a short time。
20年咧並唔係短啊。
We have gone through some very difficult times together。
我哋曾經咧一齊共過患難。
Times which are very trying。
是一些很难过的时间。
But especially when we were going through hard times, husband and wife became the support for the other person.
但是正正是因为我们一同度过一些患难，夫妻之间是可以彼此支持的。
Can you imagine that you are going through some very difficult time and there's no one to support you?
你有没有试过你经过很艰难的岁月，但是身边没有人支持你？
You're suffering and you feel very, very lonesome.
你好痛苦，你觉得好孤单。
We've also experienced the satisfaction of companionship.
而我哋咧亦都品尝过有同伴嘅快乐。
We have had a lot of good times together.
就系我哋咧有好多好快乐嘅时光。
We share many good things together.
我哋一齐享受过一啲好嘅时光。
And in our work, because we do the same work.
我哋一齐拍档，因为我哋做同一种工作。
I have received practical help from my wife very often。
我往往咧好多时都得到妻子一啲好实际嘅帮助。
We are not only husband and wife, we are partners。
我哋唔单止系夫妻，我哋仲系伙伴拍档。
I think my wife will feel the same way。
我相信我妻子咧都会有同感。
And because of character is different from each other。
嗱，因为咧我哋两人嘅性格都不一样。
I find that。The two of us complement each other.
我就发觉我哋两人咧系能够彼此互补。
Her ideas often complement mine.
有时咧，佢嘅睇法咧系能够补到我嘅。
Especially her abilities and her special talents.
又或者咧系对方嘅才干啊、专长啊，都可以补到我嘅。
Perhaps the best thing about a functional marriage is that we can provide an environment, a source of encouragement for others around us.
婚姻如果是能够帮助到别人的，就是给到别人鼓励和榜样。
When a husband and wife succeed in a good marriage,
当婚姻是成功的时候,
it provides the best environment for the children to grow up in.
佢就會能夠提供俾兒女一個好嘅成長嘅環境啦。
What our children need most is for our marriage to succeed。
我哋嘅兒女最需要咧，就係睇到我哋嘅婚姻成功。
Too many marriages have let our children down。
有好多婚姻咧，都令到我哋嘅兒女失望。
They need to see us and take courage that marriage can work。
佢必須要睇得到我哋嘅榜樣。能够有一种信心呢，婚姻是可以成功的。
And for those of us who do not have our own children, a functional marriage can provide a source of encouragement for others around us.
我们没有儿女的夫妻呢，我们的榜样可以提供给到其他的孩子一个好的成长的环境。
But a marriage only works if husband and wife share the same goal.
一段婚姻怎会行得通呢？唯有是夫妻之间有共同的目标。
And are willing to endure sacrifices.
而双方咧都好愿意去牺牲。
And these two points are just the start.
拥有呢两点条件嘅话咧，呢个就系一个婚姻嘅开始。
Today I conclude here.
今日咧，我喺度结束。
I hope you have all learned something about the Creator's original purpose of marriage.
我希望咧，大家会明白得到创造主起初设立婚姻嘅原意。
May Yahweh God bless you.
愿耶和华神祝福大家。
I say this especially to our young people.
我特别为到青少年年轻人讲。
May Yahweh God, our Father, prepare you for your future.
愿耶和华神咧为你哋嘅将来去准备你哋嘅心。
And let's conclude in prayer.
我哋一齐祈祷结束。